Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. And hey, is that your phone calling?
Hi, friends. My name is Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our lesson is Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Graham Bell. Well, friends, this sounds like we are going to learn a lot today about our friend Alex.
Wait, Peter, I don't think so. We do have a coworker named Alex, but that's not who we're talking about today. We're talking about Alexander Graham Bell. You know, the famous inventor?
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I didn't think Alex's last name was Bell.
No, I don't think so. Friends, what do you know about this man, Alexander Graham Bell? Do you know what he invented? It's something I'm sure you use every day.
I think I remember. Is it something we talked about this month already?
Yes, we talked about it last week. Susie broke hers.
Oh, good clue. Okay, friends, make sure you guess. Then we can try to find the answer together. But first, let's look at those keywords for today. And here's our teacher, Christina, to help.
Hello, 我们今天要介绍的是发明电话的 Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. 动词 invent 就是发明。Bell 先生对人类说话和语言表达这件事非常有兴趣。He is interested in speech.名词 speech 就是说话、言语。Bell 先生在1876年成功了发明电话。Bell succeeded in 1876. 动词成功就是 succeed. 其实他的兴趣非常广泛，他还试过制造飞机。He experimented with airplanes. 动词 experiment 就是进行实验、做试验的意思。此外他还造过水上飞机，并且在1912年创下水上飞机速度最快的记录。速度就是 speed。He set a speed record in 1912. 在发明各式各样东西的同时，他持续地帮助听力障碍的朋友。He continued to help deaf people. 动词 continue 就是持续、继续。
These days, people use their phones for many things, but phones still have one basic job. We use phones to call people. The telephone is a great invention, and Alexander Graham Bell invented it. He was very interested in speech and taught deaf people. His interest in speech and science made him want to invent a speech machine.
Well, friends, did you hear the answer? What did Alexander Graham Bell invent?
The telephone! Did you guess that, friends?
Well, it is something we use every day, although the phones we use now are very different from the first phone that Alexander Graham made.
That's true. Now we can text with our phones, use the internet and apps. Alexander Graham Bell didn't invent any of those things.But he did create the first phone, and the first phone did one thing.
It called people. That is an important thing. And the story of how Alexander Bell came to invent the telephone is very interesting.
Right. He was a very interesting person. He taught deaf people who cannot hear.
Well, people can be deaf for different reasons.
That's right. Some people may get sick.Or they may have an accident and lose their ability to hear. They become deaf. Others are born deaf.
People who are born deaf may have a hard time learning how to speak. They need special help learning to speak. Alexander Bell worked with deaf people, so he was very interested in speech.
To be interested in something, this is a really useful phrase.Christina, can you help us understand it better?
But Bell 先生对说话发声表达这件事很有兴趣，而且他也会去教导听障朋友。He was very interested in speech and taught deaf people. 对某事物有兴趣就可以用 be interested in something 这个句型。比如 she is interested in plants, 她对植物有兴趣，或者也可以对人有兴趣。The company is interested in Nina. 那家公司对 Nina 有兴趣。另外 interested in 后面也可以接动名词。I am interested in acting. 我对表演有兴趣。You are interested in cooking. 你对烹饪有兴趣。
Thanks, Christina. Pauline, what are some things you're interested in?
Ooh, I am interested in politics and the news. I like to know what is happening in our world. I am also interested in languages. What about you, Peter?
I am interested in science. I like reading about new discoveries in science.
Oh, well, Alexander Bell was interested in speech. He thought about speech, how humans created sound. He was reading about it.And he was also interested in science, like you, Peter.
Right. These two interests in speech and in science made him want to make a speech machine.
But could he do it? Let's find out with part two.
Bell succeeded in March 1876. He called his assistant in the next room.In less than 20 years, many people were using telephones. In the Alexander Graham Bell Museum in Baddeck, Nova Scotia, people can see a copy of Bell's office. There is a desk and chair, but there is no telephone. Bell didn't have one in his office. It interrupted his work.
Well, of course we know Alexander Bell did succeed. He wanted to invent a speech machine, and he did it. He invented the first phone in March 1876.
Right. This was an exciting moment. Alexander Bell picked up a phone, and his assistant answered the phone in the next room. His assistant heard Alexander speak.
Wait.What's so exciting about that? Just calling someone in the room next to you?
Well, of course, that's not exciting today. Now I can call friends in other countries on the other side of the world. But remember, this was the first phone call ever made. That's exciting.
Okay, you're right. That is exciting. And who knows? Maybe we wouldn't have cell phones today if it weren't for Alexander Bell.
Good point. Alexander's success helped change the world.
Oh, good word. The word success. It's similar to the word we used earlier, succeed. Let's have Christina help us learn more about that. Christina?
Bell 先生发明的电话在1876年的3月成功了。Bell succeeded in March 1876.动词成功就是 succeed. 你可以说 he didn't always succeed. 有时候也会失败。Our plan has succeeded. 我们计划成功了。成功的名词是 success. What do you think about success? 你对成功有什么想法？这是不可数名词。但是讲到一件成功的事或是成功的人物就变成可数了。比如说Your wedding party was a great success. 你的婚礼派对非常成功。最后在名词后面加上 ful, 变成 successful, 就是形容词了。Her husband is a successful businessman. 她的丈夫是一名成功的企业家。以上所介绍的就是动词 succeed, 名词 success, 和形容词 successful.
Thanks, Christina. Friends, if you ever go to Canada, then you can go to the Alexander Graham Bell Museum.
Oh, that sounds interesting. But wait, Peter, Canada is a really big country. Where in Canada is the museum?
Good question. It's in Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia is an eastern province of Canada. Many islands are there.
Okay, so there's a museum there where you can see a copy of Alexander Bell's office, right? Does that mean you can see the first phone he invented right there in his office?
Well, actually, no. There is no phone in his office. Even though Alexander Bell invented the phone, he didn't want one in his office.
Really? Why not?
Because it interrupted his work.
Oh, that makes sense. It interrupts my work.
It interrupts my work, too. And do you know what else? That's today's
calendar phrase.
It interrupts my work.
It interrupts my work.
那会打断我的工作。
Don't you have a phone?
No, it interrupts my work.
Don't you have a radio?
No, it interrupts my work.
Don't you have a TV?
No, it interrupts my work.
No phone, no radio, no TV. Nothing interrupts your work.
Nothing but you.
Oh, sorry.
It interrupts my work.
It interrupts my work.
那会打断我的工作。
Okay, friends, we hate to interrupt our lesson, but it is time for a short break. Don't go away, though. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. Hey, did you look at your phone during the break?
I did. It's amazing how many times a day I look at my phone. Sometimes I think I use it too much, but I still can't imagine life without it. I am very grateful for Alexander Bell and his invention.
Oh, which one?
What do you mean, which one? I mean the phone, of course. Did...He invent other things?
Well, of course. Let's get going and watch some more.
Bell was a curious man with many interests. He did more than just invent the telephone. He experimented with airplanes. The first airplane to fly in Canada was made by Bell and his co-workers. He also worked with boats and created a hydrofoil.It set a speed record in 1912. Bell invented many other things and continued to work with deaf people. He was a great man.
Aha! See, Pauline? Alexander Bell did more than just invent the telephone.
I just didn't know. He really did a lot with his life.
He sure did.I didn't know he worked with airplanes, too.
Right. I was surprised to learn that. The Wright brothers in the United States invented the first airplane, but Bell was very interested in this. He started to experiment with his own planes.
And this wasn't just a small interest. He did a lot with planes. The first plane to fly in Canada was made by Bell and his co-workers.
Wow, so amazing!And also a great sentence. Let's practice using it with Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time in the lesson when you get to learn something new and use it. In today's Use It, you are going to learn a very useful sentence pattern. The first noun was made by noun. Let's look at some examples. First example, the first meal.Was made by James. Or you can replace the word made by with painted by. The first picture was painted by Teresa. You can do this, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So the first phone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell. And the first airplane to fly in Canada was made by him, too.And don't tell me, was he the first to invent the internet, too?
No, the internet was invented long after phones and airplanes. Oh, but Alexander Bell did also work with boats. He created hydrofoil.
What's a hydrofoil?
It's a special part of the bottom of a boat. It helps boats lift out of the water as it moves. This helps the boat go really fast.
Oh, and that's why it set a speed record in 1912.
That's right. When we talk about speed, we are talking about how fast something moves. In 1912, Bell's boat was the fastest boat ever recorded.
And that's not everything Alexander Bell invented. Those are just the highlights.
Amazing. Oh, but you know what my favorite part is?
What's that, Pauline?
Even though he was a famous inventor, Alexander Bell continued working with the deaf people. I think that's so great.
That is pretty amazing. Well, friends, I think this was a great lesson for the last day of January, and I hope you learned a lot, too.
Let's review the key words we learned together right now.
Here's the first key word from today. Invent. Invent. Who invented the car?
Speech. Speech. I can't understand him. His speech isn't clear.
Succeed. Succeed. He succeeded in winning the game.
Experiment. Experiment. Let's experiment and find out.
Speed. Speed. What speed is the car going?
Continue. Continue. Beth will continue to write books. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
These days, people use their phones for many things, but phones still have one basic job. We use phones to call people. The telephone is a great invention, and Alexander Graham Bell invented it. He was very interested in speech and taught deaf people. His interest in speech and science made him want to invent a speech machine. Bell succeeded in March 1876. He called his assistant in the next room. In less than 20 years, many people were using telephones. In the Alexander Graham Bell Museum in Baddeck, Nova Scotia, people can see a copy of Bell's office. There is a desk and chair, but there is no telephone. Bell didn't have one in his office. It interrupted his work. Bell was a curious man with many interests. He did more than just invent the telephone. He experimented with airplanes. The first airplane to fly in Canada was made by Bell and his co-workers. He also worked with boats and created a hydrofoil. It set a speed record in 1912. Bell invented many other things and continued to work with deaf people. He was a great man.
Hey! What is this?
That's an old phone.
But how does it take photos? How does it show videos? How does it send messages?
It doesn't. Phones were invented for one basic thing.
Internet?
No, to call people. It was a great invention.
Yeah.
Do you know who invented the telephone?
Yes, everyone knows that. Steve Jobs.
No, Ginger. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
Well, I'm glad he did. I like calling people.
Me too.
But
I also like taking photos, showing videos, sending messages, going online.
Me too. Oops, phone call.
Let's stand and shout. Whoa. Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
The year is here. Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
4, 3, 2, come on.
Show love in your life and what you do and say. You will always have a better day.
A better day.
The new year.
Here, let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
The new year's here. Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
Show love in your life and what you do and say. You will always have a better day.
A better day.
A new year's here. Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, whoa. Down, left, right.
A new year's here.
A new year's here.
Let's stand and shout.
Whoa.
Celebrate and look around.
Up, down, left, right.
Come on.
Whoa.
Well, friends, I learned a lot today, and I learned a lot this month. This is our last day of January, but it's not the last day of lessons here at LTE Studios. We'll be back tomorrow for a whole new month of lessons, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.